I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC local news for Thursday, July 7th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that a group of Hudson residents will soon receive a $500 payment every month as the newest participants in the Hudson Up program. The Universal Basic Income Lottery to constitute the newest program cohort opened June 22nd. And when it closes on September 2nd, 53 city residents will be randomly selected to receive $500 per month for the next 5 years. The program started in 2020 with 25 residents and expanded to 50 recipients in 2021. After the third group is complete, the number of participants will reach 128. The program is funded by the Spark of Hudson Foundation. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson is a supporter of the initiative and also serves with the Mayors for a Guaranteed Income Network, a group of 30 mayors nationwide studying data and initiatives on universal basic income programs. Johnson said Spark of Hudson first reached out to him 2.5 years ago. Quote, the first cohort was a joint initiative between the city and Spark, so myself and former presidential primary and gubernatorial candidate Andrew Yang got on a call and did a town hall for the residents about the educational component of the program. So now we're here 2.5 years later in our third cohort, so we're pushing to get as many residents as we can get registered, unquote, the mayor said. Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood administers the Hudson Up program. Greater Hudson Executive Director Joan Hunt said people can enter as long as they meet three criteria. They live in the city of Hudson, they are over the age of 18 by September 30th, and make under the median annual income of $39,346 per year. Johnson is encouraging all eligible city residents to sign up for the lottery as there's no downside to entering. Quote, it's like literally winning the lottery, unquote, he said. The lottery application is available at hudsonup.org. Read more about this story at hudsonvalley360.com. Harrison Guru reports for News 10 Albany that in the United States, energy costs account for between 5 and 22% of a family's after-tax income, with the poorest Americans paying the highest of that range. To better understand the impact of energy costs relative to location and consumption habits, the personal finance website WalletHub compared the monthly energy bills in 50 states and the District of Columbia. New York was ranked 41st overall for total energy costs, with an average monthly bill of $441, according to the study. The state ranks near dead end last, coming in at number 50 in both motor fuel consumption and electricity consumption per consumer. The price of gas, on the other hand, was the eighth highest in the country. Near the top of the list was the state of Massachusetts, which ranked 5th overall, behind Connecticut, North Dakota, Alaska, and Wyoming. The study found that consumers in the Bay State spend on average $577 per month on energy bills. Vermont came in 7th. Its residents spend around $571 a month in energy costs. The state made the top 10 for monthly natural gas costs, which racked up a price tag of $91. Read more about this story at the news10.com website. Ariel Zangler reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said he has changed the line of succession for his office to establish the public trust and to make sure there is a clear separation between government and politics. Ryan said he amended the line of succession on July 1st, placing Deputy County Executive Johanna Contreras at the top of the list to succeed him if, for any reason, he could not fulfill the duties of his office. In line behind Contreras on the amended list is Deputy County Executive Christopher Kelly, followed by County Director of Economic Development Tim Wiedemann. The previous line of succession started with Deputy County Executive Mark Ryder. Ryder recently expressed an interest in securing the Democratic endorsement in the race for County Executive if Ryan is successful in his congressional bid. Ryan said, quote, I wanted to make sure that no one who expressed interest in pursuing the office, were it to be open, would be in that line of succession so that the public could have confidence that the one and only goal of county government is to serve the residents of the county and that there's no other agenda, unquote. County Comptroller March Gallagher and former State Senator Jen Metzger have also expressed an interest in serving as county executive should Ryan be elected to Congress. Ryan is running in a special election on August 23rd against Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro for the 19th congressional seat vacated by Democrat Antonio Delgado. The winner of that race will serve through the end of the year. Should Ryan win that election, a second special election would be held in late December to fill the remainder of Ryan's term as county executive, which expires December 31st, 2023. Win or lose in August, Ryan will run again in November to represent the newly drawn 18th congressional district. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.